That's the vocal technique pre-story. You never know. You never know. Okay. Normally, I keep this vocal technique section reserved for vocal technique only, but today, because you're special, I've decided to include some vocal and slightly non-vocal technique that I think you need to learn and you need to play with. Almost every year, I host at least one master presenter event where people have the opportunity to film themselves using a script on a teleprompter. For those of you that don't know what a teleprompter is, the words that are right there and they kind of scroll and you read them and you try to sound like you're a real person, that you're not an actual machine. And even though I spent an entire year teaching a variety of other things as well to some of my master presenters, I always hear that getting comfortable with a teleprompter is still a very high priority for a lot of people. And I totally understand that. It's a pivotal part in your vocal journey. Being able to utilize a teleprompter opens up a sort of new world of possibilities. It allows you to, when you're good at it, to focus less on the words because they're right there in front of you, and more actually on the sounds and the emotion you attach to the words so that you move people emotionally, which I've certainly spoken about today. But please understand that the words you write and read can also make a huge difference in your presentation. I know that even though I talk about sounds. I've learned that most people aren't that great, first of all, at writing for themselves, that being an expert and possessing knowledge is not always a guarantee that you can write and edit exactly what you need to say to your listeners. Sometimes knowing a lot makes it a lot harder to be brief, to explain less, to give only what your listeners need and want to hear. But writing and editing a script that sounds natural is absolutely crucial for creating a successful video, especially if you're using a teleprompter. So if your scripts aren't written in the way that you actually speak, how could you expect to ever sound natural and conversational? So I want to give you some tips to help you write better for yourself and also use a teleprompter better for yourself. First, and I say this all the time, use more commas and periods. Remember that people process more in silence. So shorten your sentences and create more silent spots. Next, I want you to use words that you say all the time. I don't buy into the idea that being a great expert presenter means that you suddenly have to use a lot of words that make you sound infinitely more intelligent than you already are. Use the words that comfortably fall out of your mouth. ChatGPT can easily spit out plenty of really interesting words that you might not normally say, and you might suddenly think, wowie, those words will certainly make me sound smarter than I am. But believe me, when you start using words that are less familiar with your lips, your mouth, your audience will instantly know something's off. Although I don't use ChatGPT myself yet, I'm sure I will make use of it someday. I haven't used it yet. I'd suggest using it as a wonderful editing tool to potentially clean up whatever you've written. But please keep in mind that those words are literally written, this will surprise you, by a robot, a machine that does not so far as exists right now on the planet, sound at all like a real human. That no machine can sound like a real human yet. Not really. That's still a ways off. So don't think that the words that a machine writes for you are going to fall out of human lips as if it was really conversation. Someday. My hope is that we don't need it when that day comes because we've gotten so good at speaking for ourselves. Next tip, to sound real when you're reading from a teleprompter, is to eliminate the formal and stay informal and casual. Instead of saying, it is, or you say, it's. Instead of saying, I'm going to, say, I'm gonna. When you're sitting at the local coffee shop and chatting with any of your friends, you don't say things like, do you want to go to the movies with me tonight? We will have a lovely time. All very grammatical. We will have a lovely time. Do you want to go to the movies with me tonight? We'll have a lovely time. We will have a lovely time. We'll have a lovely time. Try to remember one little reality that I don't want you to lose sight of. You're not a robot. Yet. You're not a robot. Next. Don't be afraid to make verbal mistakes. If you sound perfect all the time just because the words are scrolling on a screen, you're never going to sound real. If every sentence seems so crafted and every word seems so handpicked, people will believe that you're reading something prepared out loud instead of speaking in the moment. Saying what pops into your brain is not the same as quoting Shakespeare. I very often throw in some slang if it fits the context. I repeat words, even if they're written, as if I didn't realize I'd said that before. I also take long pauses. And I pretend I don't know what to say next, even though the words are right on the screen. I take long pauses. I look like I'm deep in thought. What I'm gonna say next is really gonna be good. And then it comes to me. Maybe right, everything's written there, but got it. I intentionally do all of what I do. I intentionally do all of what I'm suggesting that you do. And it works. When I read from a teleprompter, I'm convinced that 99 point something percent of people have no idea that I'm ever reading from a teleprompter. That's my goal, and that has to be your goal. But being able to read from a teleprompter like that gives me the ability to go into a studio and record volumes of content. Yes, it took me a long time to prepare that volume. Those volumes. But then, dang, they're like, oh, you have a new course? Yeah, I have a new course. When did you record it? Yesterday. All those videos? Yeah, because I conquered using a teleprompter. You understand? The words are there. I just have to focus on the sounds and the emotions attached to them and making it real for me. Okay. Let's also talk about marking up a teleprompter script. Even if your script is well written, marking it up with little vocal emotional reminders like I do can make it easier to deliver. Here are some that I use. Whenever I feel a longer pause is necessary, for example, if I move from one subject to another or one emotion to another, I actually put three dots. I put an ellipses. I put three dots. And it tells me when I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, this is different. Take your time. Slow down a little here. Contemplate what you might say next, even if it's written. Change your emotion. Change your voice. So I put three dots when I know there's a transition and I believe there should be more space between emotions, between paragraphs. It just reminds me to slow down and allow people an extra second or so to move logically or emotionally with me to that new place, new idea. Next, I use capitalization a lot. I capitalize a word to emphasize key words. In natural conversation, some words get faster, some words slow down. Some words are louder, some words are softer. Some words are higher, some words are low. So in order to emphasize more words, I'll capitalize words. And then I don't have to even be so predictable. I don't have to say, oh, this one, when I capitalize these are all going to be louder. Sometimes I make them louder, sometimes I make them softer. Sometimes I just use all the variations. You should do the same thing when you're reading from a teleprompter. And just so you know, the three ways to emphasize when you're speaking are duration, pitch, and volume. So if I want to emphasize important words, duration, I make it longer. That's so important. Or I make it shorter. No, that way. Do this. I make it shorter. So longer, shorter. Duration. Second, pitch. If I want to emphasize a word, I'll make it go higher. Oh, chocolate? Or, oh, chocolate. I'll go lower or I'll go higher. I'll go to a higher or a lower pitch, which shows something is different. The third thing is volume. I'll make it louder or I'll make it softer. I love you. Get off the freeway. Or I'll be, I love you. Get off the freeway. So, duration, pitch, and volume. Those are the three ways that you emphasize. Okay, next markup tip. I use parentheses to remind me of excuse me, things to say that are not written in the script. For example, I'll be speaking about filler words, and I'll say filler words are making you sound less intelligent. Then in the script after the word intelligent, I'll put in parentheses just one word, teach. And then I'll know when I get there to teach more about fillers. So in everything that I do that is absolutely written in a teleprompter, written in a script, I'll put plenty of these parentheses with things I also want to expand on, teach, or I'll put example. So I know to stop there and teach more or give examples. Doing this really gives me the opportunity to ad lib when I'm reading, which makes me always sound in the moment and sound more real. So put parentheses in there with a little trigger word and just off the cuff in that second, talk about something you happen to know, expand on it. It's okay if that doesn't sound perfect and other parts sounded perfect. It'll make you sound more real. Do you understand? I know that if you practice any or all of the techniques that I've given you today, the next time you go from a script and you use a teleprompter, you're gonna sound so much more authentic and real as if, and that's the goal, you're not reading at all. And when you can do that, you can increase the speed of you making whatever videos you want, whatever programs you want, whatever content you want to create. The speed helps you deliver more of what you need to the world that you're trying to reach. Being excellent with a teleprompter, even being good with a teleprompter, will also lead to you establishing, and you hadn't thought of this before, but being really good with a teleprompter helps you establish more confidence. Confidence. Follow with me on this. When you see yourself back on video and you come across as sort of uncomfortable but still knowledgeable, you'll find that your self-confidence will, well, when you come across as comfortable, let's start there, and knowledgeable, you're watching it and your self-confidence actually skyrockets it. Skyrockets. But when you're watching yourself on video and you don't seem comfortable, or if you don't seem comfortable, it's just so difficult to feel confidence. 18, God, 19 years ago, I went to the premiere with, I did a movie called Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon, and I taught them how to sing. I had to turn him into Johnny Cash. He's amazing. Not an amazing singer. But he's an amazing actor, which I turned into sounding like Johnny Cash because he's amazing. And we went to the premiere together and we walked through the press line. Everybody takes pictures of him. I did not walk through the press line. Nobody cared to have a picture of me. I was outside the red carpet, but we met on the other side of the red carpet, and we walk in to the lobby, and I'm like, do you want any popcorn? Do you want any sodas? What do you want? He goes, I'm not staying. And I'm like, yeah, have you seen it? He goes, no, I haven't seen the film. Then you're staying, I say to him. I'm not staying, Roger, if I saw myself, he says to me, Roger, if I saw myself on that screen, I'd never act again. Too many flaws. I'd notice all of the things I'm doing wrong. I'd never act again. The key is do the best work I can and then let other people watch it and see how they feel. It doesn't make a difference. I know that I'm gonna hate watching myself. And that's not a unicorn story, by the way. You can't imagine how many times artists I work with, actors, that singers, they don't. I'm like, come into the studio. They're recording in the vocal booth. I'm like, come in here and listen back. And they're like, oh no, I don't need to. Well, like, well, but I want you to hear what you sound like right now. I'm good. You tell me when it sounds good. And they don't even want to come into the control room and listen on the big speakers because they'll think it that now I'm sure it sounds off pitch, or I'm sure it's not that good, or I'm sure I have a break or something. Okay, so creating skill sets that make you come across as comfortable will make you confident when you watch it. You can't. It'll be the first time that you know that you'll love coming back in the studio and recording it and getting more in front of the camera because it builds up your confidence instead of breaking down the confidence that so many of you do by picking holes in what wasn't right because you didn't come across as comfortable. So look, if this is the first time that you've ever heard me talk about teleprompter usage and delivery, I have you so covered with a ginormous bonus. Immediately after today's guild, Team Love is gonna post a link to a video of me teaching how to use a teleprompter from an event that I did earlier in the year. Okay? So if you wanna know more, go to the community. Go to the community and watch the video that I'm gonna teach a lot more about teleprompter. Okay?